Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. On September 1, 1854, President Dwight Eisenhower signed Public Law 83-762, which put an end both to federal supervision over the restricted property of Utah's Paiute Indians and to federal services for the tribe. The act's most vocal proponent, U.S. Senator Arthur Watkins of Utah, earlier claimed that the termination of services and oversight would free the Paiutes from the yoke of federal supervision. For Watkins and other legislators, the Paiutes were being liberated to take care of their own affairs. Ironically, though, the government retained the potentially profitable rights to minerals under the Paiutes' land. The consequences of the law were disastrous for Utah's Paiutes. The lands they had once ranged across before white colonization had long since been taken from them, offset by hollow promises of government oversight and assistance. Now the federal government was cutting all its protective connections to the Paiutes. Disease rates spiked, as did cases of malnutrition and alcoholism. But the state's Paiutes fought back, gaining a modest monetary settlement for their ancestral lands. Then, in the 1970s, support began to build among policymakers for the restoration of the benefits and services the Paiutes had lost in 1954. Finally, in 1980, after plenty of legislative wrangling, President Jimmy Carter signed a restoration bill into law and set the stage for the selection of reservation lands and a new start for Utah's Paiute people. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.